sing a song of sixpence, and you're not Blackbird, are you?
No, no.
Word,
no.
So
we'll need to slip somebody in there for Jane Nading, too.
Mm-hmm. That's you, Jim. Your part is sing a song of sixpence.
If I could get out of my Peter Piper outfit, I could do Jane.
Okay, then you'd have to change into your black right away. Could you, for
wow,
your
I'm going to have to really move then. I'm Jack Spratt into the singer's song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you're going to have to during the whole show, actually.
What is Jane's outfit?
The Blackbird outfit. Blackbird
out.
Black.
Is she not a black?
No,
she is a
black. Yeah, it says here she is. So we have to change her.
Let's see. Out of Peter Piper, then we've got 1 minute.
So at Peter Piper, you've got 3, 6,
I could do
nine.
Less.
Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. We are your hosts today, Ursula Rudenberg
and Cynthia McClure.
And you're not Blackbird, are you?
No.
We'll need to slip somebody in there for Jane Nading.
Cynthia, you want to describe where we are right now?
We're at Kate Berger's home on her front porch on a beautiful summer day in Central Iowa with the delicious smell of barbecue in the air.
About 7 minutes. We'll take a look at that between Peter Piper and the number of minutes between.
Okay, I'll have
three.
Oh, I can put the black one on top.
Because after that is the good ship.
Good,
and
good,
times
good, 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 good.
After that is
can
good
I
point.
Just put the good?
So there are a lot of different people working hard here.
And laughing hard, too.
No kidding.
Every one of them is at least 60 years old.
You just have to go down from the top. Okay.
They're getting ready for the renowned and revered annual senior variety show, Spectacular, which is held every year at City Auditorium on 5th Street in downtown Ames. This year the show will happen on Friday, August 16th, and Sunday, August 18th.
And there are around 39 different acts by seniors from Story County, featuring around 27 different solo acts or groups. There's a band, theater groups, vocal ensembles, duets, instrumental ensembles, monologues, a poem, comedy sketches, and many other solo performances. A lot of stuff going on at this event.
One more quick thing. Let me read this from Mark, and you can reason it out in your mind if this will work for you. It'll work for me, but I don't know about everybody else. Okay. Let your group know that, see, like the Rock and Rollers, all the Rock and Rollers, to come on Tuesday night at 6:30 for blocking. So we're just going to go through each nursery rhyme and block it.
Any what do you know about how all this started? Who can we ask?
Oh, there's Marilyn Johnson. Let's pull her aside and ask her. Marilyn, what is your role with the variety show?
I am the show liaison, which means I communicate between the two major committees that are happening this year to make the show happen. And also I'm the publicity person. So I am also get to keep track of the performers and their rehearsals. And so it's a lot of fun.
What is the variety show?
It's actually the senior variety show, and it was something that was started 19 years ago as a one-time fundraiser or just a celebration of aging, basically. It was back when Heartland Senior Services turned 20 years old. It was their 20th anniversary, and some of the staff, Betty Bocella, actually, had this idea this would be a great way to celebrate aging, is to invite seniors to take their talent to the stage and just show the audiences what they could do and have a lot of fun doing it.
Do you know where she got her inspiration? She must have been in contact with some seniors at the time who had talent that inspired her to think that.
Well, she, being creative, she did know a lot of the people in the community who were the community theater volunteers that were with actors. And so she did have a lot of good contacts to start with, and that, I think, gave her confidence that this could really be a good thing.
And did it take off right away, or was it, were people slow to warm up to it?
Actors are pretty positive people, and I think they always thought that it was going to be a good thing, but they didn't really necessarily think they were going to do it every year, or even again. It was a one-time shot when they first thought of it.
And why did it end up being an annual event?
Now it's an annual event 19 years later, yes.
Do you know why did it become an annual event?
Well, when they had the idea, the seniors are on board and Heartland Senior Services was on board, but they went to the auditorium, I think, and the facilities people were being reasonable, and they said, it's a nice idea, but I don't think, you're going to really get very many people to come see some seniors performing. But it turned out that they packed the auditorium and actually had to turn people away that first year. And so then they thought, maybe we could do this another year, and let's try two evenings and see if that might work. And from then on, they've had great crowds and almost a full auditorium.
This used to be part of Heartland?
Yes.
And this is the first year where it is not officially part of Heartland. This is an independent production now?
That's right.
Do you think that this will change the nature of it or the feel of it?
It doesn't really change the nature, the feel, or the quality of the show, because the creative team was really always the team that put on the show itself. And Heartland Senior Services did a lot of the producing. They did the back work of the expenses and the publicizing of the show. What happened there was that the show just grew over 19 years. It started out not really supposed to be a fundraiser necessarily. And I don't know how many seniors they started with, but it has to be double the seniors now that are on the show.
So how many performers will there be?
There'll be over 100 performers, and there have been for several years that many.
So this is kind of a tradition that gets passed on or draws people in?
Yes.
And the people who do the production end of it, are they seniors as well?
No, they aren't. Some are. At one point, I think we had somebody on the creative team. Anyway, I think we had somebody in each decade from like 30s up till 80s at one point, which was kind of interesting. So it was a real mix of people.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's Skip talking with Jim Oakey. Pardon me. I can see that you're working, but can I interrupt you a minute and ask you who makes this all possible? Skip, will you please first introduce yourself?
I'm the treasurer of the Senior Variety Show, Skip Walder.
Not Skip.
Well, Mark Forbus, he's our director.
Yay.
And Mark is under 60, and he's one of the people in the behind the scenes. Marilyn Johnson, Marilyn's also under 60, I think. And John Jacobson, Betty Bocella, Kitty Fisher, Jerry Derner, Ronnie and Danny Lindemann, and some others. And what they essentially observed was that the show kind of had a life of its own. And when Heartland said they didn't have the manpower to keep putting it on, then this group of people said, we have to have the show. And that almost wasn't even discussed. That was just the conclusion. So, okay, how do we do it? I think we got very lucky. We ran into John Crawford at Alpha Copies, and he essentially said, okay, I'll run copies for you, and you can use my conference room for your meetings out there on West Lincoln Way. We set up regular meetings, and these are organized meetings. Marilyn runs them. We have an agenda. We have minutes. We have a bank account, which I maintain to the penny. this is a going organization. And let's see what happens now between today and next Friday, which will be the first show.
Describe exactly what the variety show is. The show that we'll see now.
The show that you will see now actually has been in the works since, last year at this time. People were already thinking of what the theme was going to be. Let Us Entertain You is the title of it, so it's a food theme. And so that means that all the acts are related in some way to food or beverage. And so people have had fun coming up with their own ideas of how they can tie that in. The creative team then has worked all year long kind of getting the general idea, the information out to the public. Then the seniors say, oh, I've got a good idea, and they come in for auditions, and that kind of starts the ball rolling in April and in May. Then at that point, the creative team kind of sees what kind of show they have.
The creative team, who are they?
The creative team has been involved in the show since the very, very beginning. They are Mark Forbus, who is the director. Keith Wirtz is on the team, and he was the director for the first 7 shows. And then there's Chuck Jones, who's been the master of ceremony for all the shows. And so he's been involved since the very beginning. Donna Erickson also has done a lot of the backstage work, and she was there from the very beginning. Ronnie Lindemann has come on maybe the last 7, 8 years, and she does a lot of the stage props. And Lynn Lloyd has been on for the last few years, and she does a lot of the costuming. She's big in actors, and so has a real flair for that. Julie Minot has been on for, 10, 11 years as well. And she's probably our youngest one in her 40s. So she kind of helps us with some of the technology for the PowerPoints.
And how do they become part of the creative team?
Well, just being lucky, I think, to be somehow in the right place at the right time. They just have a good chemistry amongst themselves and enjoy working together. Yeah.
And they work all year to prepare for the show?
Yes, it's all year. It starts with the ideas in the fall, and then there's a little bit of a break. It's not quite as intense. But after Christmas, things start to really start rolling, and that's when we gear up. And before you know it, it's August.
And the creative team puts together the concept and builds it out of the talent which they find in the people that apply for the show?
That's right, yes. And it's kind of a hodgepodge in one way, and sometimes you don't even realize once the auditions roll around, kind of what people are thinking about. But it's less, I'm going to go out and create this act and that act. It's just what people feel most comfortable doing and bring to the show. And then they kind of mold that around. And Mark is really a genius at kind of setting the show order. He gets people in and off the stage very quickly and just has a way of just taking what he's handed and making a great show out of it.
So in a sense, it's a little bit of a celebration of the talent that comes to them.
It, exactly right. That's exactly what it is. It's a celebration of aging, a celebration of seniors' talents.
And when are the auditions for this?
The auditions are in April and May, so it's been a while now.
And you have a lot of repeat performers?
We do, yes, because it's so fun.
So this is kind of a tradition that gets passed on or draws people in?
Yes, I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. And Kay Pete was a big part of the show from the beginning, and she passed away a couple of years ago. She would just light up the stage, and just with her personality, the memories of the show really are deep-seated in memories of Kay Pete. She could just get right into the theme just, and
she would do monologues or what?
Then she'd have people with her. And then the last year she did something. She did Let Us Entertain You. Only it was Let Me Entertain You is the real song, the theme song for today's show. And she was a stripper. So she was a stripper, and she got somebody else to go along with her. And so that's what she did. So this show also just has some KP just weaving through it.
That's nice.
Yeah. I keep telling Chuck Jones, who is the institutional memory now of the show, we need to really get this down into a book, because it could be a big book.
Let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. So let me entertain you. Have a real good time, yes, sir. We'll have a real good time.
grandfathers to the most spectacular event.
And now, Minsky's world-famous burlesque presents the incomparable Miss Gypsy Rose Lee in our salute to the Garden of Eden.
And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. Let me entertain you, and we'll have a real good time.
Marilyn, why do you do this?
Well, this is just really fun. The process is very fun. It's almost as fun as the results. I'm blessed to be able to do this. It's just fun.
And if somebody is interested in auditioning for next year, what's the process?
If they're interested, they could let Mark Forbes know or anybody that's on the creative team. They certainly could call me. I could give you my phone number.
Okay.
All right. 515-290-4323.
And could we
would
just that?
Yes, 515-290-4323.
And you can be reached for information about this year's show or about how to audition for next year's show?
Absolutely. I will do whatever it takes, and we just welcome everybody to come to see the show and next year to be in the show. I don't know how you've escaped this, but you're not going to escape it much longer now that we have the facts here.
You don't have to be a resident of Ames.
No, this is actually a Story County.
Story County.
Yes,
county
umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give the logistics?
Let Us Entertain You is the title of the Senior Variety Show, and it's going to be held August 16th and 18th at Ames City Auditorium. The first show will be at August 16th at 7:30 in the evening, and then the next show is on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and there is a donation that comes with seeing the show that then goes to raising money.
Yes, that's right. Because we have sponsors this year, so they've helped with the expenses of the show. And so when all is said and done, we're hoping that much of the proceeds will go to the Freedom Flight as well. The premier sponsor this year is the Waterford at Ames, and the marquee sponsors are Alpha Copies and Ames Ford. And then we have some donor sponsors, which are the Ames Chamber of Commerce, Ames Town and Country Kiwanis, the Rotary of Ames. And then there are a lot of friends that also have given donations as well.
Where does one buy tickets?
Well, the tickets are found in Ames. They're found at Alpha Copies and Ames Ford and iWorks and Gallery 319 and Heartland Senior Services. And in Nevada, they're found at the Ben Franklin store. And in Story City, they're at RSVP, the Senior Center up there.
And can you buy tickets at the door?
You can buy tickets at the door.
Will it be sold out?
I'm hoping so. I'm hearing a lot of good vibes out there, and it's always close to a sellout. So if you're getting your tickets, you might want to get them early.
This show is a fundraiser. Has it always been a fundraiser?
It always has raised some money, not so much in the first years because that really wasn't the idea. But we soon began to see that indeed it had the makings of a fundraiser. And so through the years, it grew in its ability to bring in some funds. And then it became known as a fundraiser as well as just a celebration of aging.
Yeah, we picked the Freedom Flight this year. But the charity will be senior related. And most of the Freedom Flight people are getting up there in years. Mm-hmm. So this one fit right in. And then there are many other programs that will be senior related.
We're doing a good service.
So this is helping veterans.
Helping Iowa veterans.
For that Freedom Flight.
Yeah. On the Freedom Flight. So what made you guys decide that this was a good idea for veterans?
Dip's got the answer.
Why did you decide the veterans?
It's a specialized and kind of a one-time opportunity to honor these people. And most of them were from World War II, some of them from the Korean War. And if they don't get to take the Freedom Flight now, they may never get the opportunity again.
What is the Freedom Flight?
The Freedom Flight is where Story County has done several of these. And they invite veterans by the plane load to fly a one-day round trip from Des Moines to Washington, D.C., and then they go to a lot of the memorials in their honor, and they get to see that the country does recognize their efforts and the people who are no longer with us. And then late at night, they fly them back. It's a very full day.
Are any of you veterans?
I went on the last one. It was very entertaining and useful, and I was glad to have gone on it. I said I kind of remembered my brothers who now died that were older, that were involved heavily in World War II, and I was not so heavily involved.
What part of the service did you serve in?
Well, I was in the Army Air Force. I was on a B-17.
This is Ursula Rudenberg with Cynthia McClure, and you're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. Yes, and today we are visiting with some of the performers and organizers of the annual Story County Senior Variety Show, which will be happening this Friday and Sunday, August 16th and 18th at the Ames City Auditorium. For information about the show and where to buy tickets, call 232-8294. That's 232-8294.
Rock and Roller Senior Theater, and we're here for our last rehearsal before the variety show run through.
Marilyn, the people that we are recording this afternoon, who are they?
They're a group that came together, over 10, 12 years ago. And they came together as seniors that just wanted to do reader's theater and didn't want to memorize anything, but they still had that acting skill and just that performance gene. And so they got together and they formed a real chemistry bond back in the day. And then through the years, other people have heard of the group and they wanted to join them, and so they've had a cohesive group for many years. The name of the group is the Rock and Rollers Senior Theater. It's a fairly new name for an older group. They've changed their name 3 times.
We're listening to the rehearsal of one of the acts.
Yes.
One of many.
Yes, that's right. They're one of many acts, and their act, usually, because they have a bit of the comedy part of it, their act comes and goes through the show, so they're not just once on the stage. They come and go with little mini acts, more or less. Mm-hmm. But they usually have a lot of humor in their acts. They're just a real spark for the whole show, because you just give them a theme and they're just off and running, and they've got costumes and they've got ideas first off the block every year.
Actually, we are doing nursery rhymes referring to food and costuming. The idea for doing the nursery rhymes was caves. And so what we've done is to simply expand on that. So it worked out really, really well. So that was a very, very, very good idea. And it's turned out to be hilarious and funny. And
That's all it costs to get in.
Yeah. The theme is, let us entertain you.
Explain.
L-E-T-T-U-C-E, let us. Entertain you.
Theme is all food related.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain about salad. I'm Kay Berger. Lettuce is tasty alone. And there are about 7 more verses that Skip Walter and I are going to do together.
It grows outside in the sunshine, leafy or round or a cone.
There it is.
Did you audition?
Some people did, some didn't.
Explain that.
Well, the songbirds, for instance, are always invited. The Golden K, which are part of the Kiwanis, are always invited.
The band.
The band is always invited. They don't have to audition. They just have to put something together. Most of the other folks, though, audition.
So most of you auditioned to be in here?
Well, no. Somebody auditioned for us.
Our reputation preceded us, I
yes,
think.
Yes, right.
See,
what does that mean?
Well, Kay and Pat have been doing this for many years, and Roger and their group
and Skip
have been doing this for many years, so they know what the quality is, they know who the people are, what Judy put together. So if they have new people like myself, this is my first year.
This is by invitation?
Well, Roger, her husband invited me to be an idiot with these folks, and I said, yes, I will be an idiot with these folks.
Okay, the Reader's Theater Group was invited as a group to come up with some filler acts between the major acts.
And what is, describe your process. You've got some sort of collaboration going that creates these shows.
Oh, yes. Just call it craziness.
And what's your mission?
Oh, our mission is just to make people laugh.
Entertain.
But we've created a lot of original shows.
Well, what happens? How do you guys do this?
Well, we meet. We try to pick some kind of theme. Like if we do a program for a PEO club, for instance. So we try to work things around that. I say, okay, guys. And they say, okay, what are we going to put together here? And someone says, well, why don't we do this? We haven't done this for years or whatever. But the group, it has a lot of input and a lot of creativity, especially costume-wise. I think we're costuming everything we do, which visually is always a treat to the audience.
So do you have artistic differences?
Yes. And they can all be worked out. Collaboration is a good word. You could not do it without that.
So no irreconcilable artistic differences.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to lose anyone.
Nobody gets fired. Nobody quits.
Nobody gets fired. Nobody's allowed to leave.
As long as we keep it very light and very little is objected to, as long as we keep it very light.
And are other groups of people getting together to rehearse in other parts?
There are. Everybody has their own little pocket of rehearsals going on right now. This morning I was at the rehearsal for the Whimsical Warblers, and that's a sextet that also have gotten together in the last several years, decided they really like to sing harmony together. They're a spinoff of the Songbirds Chorus. So they also go out and sing for groups, and they're called upon a lot just for different types of entertaining.
So are there a lot of seniors groups who provide entertainment around the community?
Well, yes. There's the senior band, and they've been together for 15 years or so. They do the same thing. People call upon them to entertain in special ways. The Songbirds Chorus has been going the longest of any. They also go to nursing homes and schools sometimes and perform. And then we have the Golden K Singers, who've joined the show fairly recently. They've been doing it the last several years.
All these groups of seniors around that provide entertainment.
Yes. And not only do they enjoy doing it, but I think they enjoy entertaining other people and maybe bringing joy to someone else's life. So there's a purpose behind it, too. And I think that's probably the draw.
Dancing and singing in the rain.
Worried about getting in?
No. The director, Mark Forbus, He has the judgment to say, tighten up your act, which usually means shorten it, but he doesn't kick out somebody who's put in the effort to come up with an act. And an act could be a skit, a song, a reading, a poem, or a solo, a dance. So he has the reservation to adjust the acts, but he tries to get participation. And it's not real selective as long as you hit the magic 60-year-old age.
60 is the turning point.
Right.
Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh. You can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk who is thrown out of work
by the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
This is Cynthia McClure with Ursula Rutenberg, and you're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. Yes, and today we're visiting with some of the performers and organizers of the annual Story County Senior Variety Show, which will be happening this Friday and Sunday, August 16th and 18th at Ames City Auditorium. For more information about this show and where to buy tickets, call 232-8294. That's 232-8294.
Or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face. That's entertainment.
The dame who is known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen. A swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage. A stage is a world of entertainment. A show that is really a show sends you out with a kind of a glow, and you say as you go on your way, that's entertainment.
A song that is winging along, or a dance with a touch of romance, is the art that appeals to the heart. That's entertainment.
Admit we're a hit and we'll go on from there. We played a charade that was lighter than air. A good old-fashioned affair. As we sing this finale, we hope it was up your alley. No death like you get in Macbeth, no ordeal like the end of Camille. This goodbye brings a tear to the eye. The world is a stage.
stage is a world of entertainment.
Pat Meek here. My getting involved has just been a real blessing in my life. I've always done theater, but I had pulled away for some time. And a dear departed friend of mine said, Pat, you've just got to go give it a try. Everyone has so much fun.
The thing it does that I've found is give us a chance to use our imaginations again. We've been in professional life where you tend to lose a lot of the imagination that we had as children. We kind of go back to childhood and think up things that we might have done in childhood. Two of the things that I've done, we used to do as kids. One involved a load of 12 chickens, and that was really a fun thing.
Wait a minute, you have to explain that.
The load of chickens was two truck drivers, and the truck drivers are driving this load of 12 chickens, and they go under Wolf Creek Pass, and the pass is too low. And so all the chickens fell off onto the stage, and we were all dressed in white, and we had beaks and wattles and combs, and so the costumes are really, really important. And
you recreated the play that you did from your childhood.
I had a lot of sisters and brothers, and we used to do this play.
I wrote up a little skit of Adam and Eve, Discord in Eden.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be my most fun one, because I found out after their skit of doing, what is the one where he kissed you the first time?
My, he's making eyes at me.
Yes, and I thought, there, I need to talk to Skip. Skip and I do attend church together. I said, it looks like maybe Skip would be ready to do about anything on stage. So I had this sort of skin suit, but I covered everything. I mean, you know. And so then Skip had the white long johns, and we were supposedly in the Garden of Eden. I actually made him fig leaves. He had his fig leaves. I had my fig leaves. And anyway, it was a wonderful time. I mean, I always knew he had this kind of quirk and sense of humor. But after seeing that, I said, so Kay and I are kind of, you know, we vie for his, you know. Okay, you know, we want him to perform with us, so.
And my fig leaf drooped.
Yes, yeah. We took a picture. And, well, the Velcro didn't work at first. Yes. His big leaf droop.
That might be age-related.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a wonderful memory. And they're just going to be a lot of them from now on. So,
Skip, it sounds to me like you found a way to meet girls.
Heavens, yes.
Oh, Skip has lots of babes.
Married. Married with children.
Yeah, with children. Actually, the times that we spend together before the show are really wonderful times. We sort of form a camaraderie, whoever is in the place. So
friendship is one of the perks.
Oh, yes, one of the perks. Close friendships. A whole group of us put on a Pipsqueaks play in 2012. Pipsqueaks were standing in front of a curtain, and the hands were coming through the curtains. We had to build an elaborate set, so we did a little dance. There were four of us in a row. That was another very memorable one.
Why was it memorable?
I think it was just trying to coordinate those hands coming through them, through the thing, and we would hit each other's noses, and it was, then to get the feet to move at the same time the hands moved.
I think the performance itself is the thing. The variety show gives an annual opportunity to get up there and perform or show off, and that's what it is. A lot of them probably were taking music lessons 50 and 60 years ago, and then they moved on with other parts of their life, but they still had these skills that they developed. And they were good skills.
I'm Jim Oakey. I'm 88. I have a memory that goes back to my junior high school days. I was in the class play in junior high school. And I was playing kind of a snotty little kid from the South and thought he was big stuff. But he said, let's play Indian. Jimmy and I'll be the chiefs and the girls will be the squaws. And I said to the audience, Jimmy and I'll be the squaws. And boy, did that bring an outburst. And I thought, you know, this is great. I really love live theater. That was my inspiration.
That's when you fell in love with theater?
With the theater and performing.
The laughter when they're watching you do your skit or your song or whatever is just delightful. This is very laid back. Everyone feels comfortable. You know, you might even flub a word or two, but everyone loves what you do.
The audience expectation isn't as great. And that leaves us free to be a lot more relaxed with it. The audience doesn't expect us to be young and talented, and it's nice then when they find out we are.
Nice and quick.
Yeah. Young at heart.
I think the people that we associate with in the senior show, they accept personal differences maybe more readily than some of the other segments of the population. If somebody has some mobility problems and can't get around too rapidly, that's okay. And if they have some other health issues, I think the usual response is, well, you know, that's very interesting. I knew somebody else with a similar one. And then we proceed with the show. We just expect and accept these personal differences. And maybe we didn't do that as much when we were younger. Acceptance.
To go there and see these people, and see the joy they feel. Some people are walking with canes. Some people walk very slow. But they get on that stage, and it's a wonderful fulfillment.
They just sort of enjoy it and enjoy just getting in with a group. And your neighbors enjoy seeing you on stage, because I can remember an early Gilbert and Sullivan that actors put on one time. And they said, oh, it was so great to see all these big guys from the physics department at Iowa State up there performing, you know. Dan Zaffirano and Dave Metzler and George Kerber and all those people, they got up there and they weren't sure they wanted to perform or not. And, of course, it was the first year Paul Barkas came to town, too. And so all of these people performed, and the audience loved it. And I think that's what it is. The audience loves to see people they know performing. Mm-hmm.
My whole joy is just witnessing what this does for people. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and I want more and more people to come.
A lot of people are afraid to get old, and I'm wondering, do you think that this variety show helps people in that area?
Yes.
For you, the focus is not being senior, even though it's called a senior variety show. The focus is theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, show.
Yes, show. That's entertain. Yeah.
That you're basically a bunch of entertainers.
Yes.
Hams.
Hams.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Yes.
Okay. And we have 3 minutes to do it.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Every
minutes.
Skit.
So do people ever go longer than they're supposed to?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Mark is pretty steady about that.
Okay.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain.
Do you feel different than before you turned 60?
Not really.
You don't notice a difference.
I don't notice a big difference. But I mean, as far as, you know, inspirational-wise or how you feel about things, I think the maturity is a wonderful thing.
Anything you've learned so far about how to go into age?
A good attitude. Everything is
a good attitude.
Well, try to accept things. I know life is not always easy. Always smile when you can.
But and what's made it possible for you to smile when, even though things aren't always easy?
Ooh,
how do you do that?
I hate to go off on that, but I would have part of that would have to be my faith.
Your faith?
Yeah, I would have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure there are others that feel the same way I do.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back into theater is just—it's just simply a blessing, mm-hmm. because I did leave it for a few years, and now I love it.
Marilyn, what have your thoughts been about getting older?
Oh.
How do you approach old age?
Well, actually, I've been telling, I just recently retired, well, a year and a half ago. And so I've kind of just been through that transition of when should I retire and what's it going to be like. I benefited because I was working at a senior center, so I could see all these role models of the people who had retired and what really kept them still going. So I had great role models, and I could see how much fun they were having.
What did you learn?
I just learned that, boy, you just get out there and keep going, and you kind of roll with the punches. Things aren't maybe quite so stressful as you might think they are as you're younger. They kind of teach you that how to kind of absorb loss and just keep moving on. I tell my friends I'm the poster child for retirement.
You find it fun?
I do, yes.
And any drawbacks?
Oh, any drawbacks? Not yet. But I don't know. I'm enjoying my time.
I was just in my 60s. I didn't feel too young or too old, and actually I probably thought I should feel older than I did. Now that I've left the 60s behind, I should feel older again or than I do, but I don't. And I think that's part of the case for all of these people and maybe the other 95 people that participate. So it's one way of staying active.
I would agree with Skip. I'm well past 70. In my life, what we did was just continue doing what we always did. When I first joined Senior Varieties, it was in 2002, I did it because it looked like so much fun. I think that that's the key, is to do things that are fun when you get older. Because if you stop having fun, you just stop living. Laughing is the best thing that a person can do.
This doing this show gives a lot of opportunities for laughter?
All the time. We're a funny group. Us old people are really funny. We can be.
Jim, what are your thoughts? Jim, you're the oldest member here. You're at the other end of the spectrum. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm Jim Oakey. I'm 88. I started enjoying the performing arts at a young age.
So how is that for you? What do you get out of it?
Community theater, they don't have many parts for people my age. And so if you want to perform, why that's a great outlet. Foolish. Foolishness, yes, okay.
So what I got from this interview is have fun.
Yes.
Okay. It's not about being old, but it's about life goes on. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. the sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Dance. You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 Story City Ames. Today we're visiting with some of the performers and organizers of the annual Story County Senior Variety Show, which will be happening this Friday and Sunday, August 16th and 18th at the Ames City Auditorium. For more information about this show and where to buy tickets, call 232-8294. That's 232-8294.
We have been your hosts for today, Ursula Rudenberg and Cynthia McClure. Some of the individuals we have spoken with today included
Marilyn Johnson,
Jim Oakey,
Pat Meek,
Kay Berger,
Skip Walter,
and many of the other organizers of the Senior Variety Show.
In the rain.
The version of Let Me Entertain You from Gypsy was recorded by Bette Midler. Our theme song is Backtracking by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. You can find the titles of other music in the show and also listen to this show online, as well as all of our past Local Talk shows, at our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org.
Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a radio show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, please contact us at 292-2878. That's 292-2878. Or through our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org. Or friend us on Facebook. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. Your participation as an audience, as well as your financial support, makes KHOI possible.
Thank you for listening, and see you again on the radio. What other acts will we see?
There's a little bit of everything, so it suits everyone, so everyone needs to come.
Is this in costume?
Oh, yes, yes, which is wonderful. Yes, visually it's wonderful.
So over here, what performances will you be offering?
Well, I'm going to be in Song of Sixpence. I'm going to be a blackbird baked in a pie. And in another one, I will be a hot cross bun.
Is this difficult?
No.
What exactly does a hot cross bun do?
Stands up there and wiggles. We wiggle our buns.
And what about over here? What do we like?
I'm going to be Jack Spratt in one skit and one of the blackbirds in Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Okay.
He's also stealing my peppers.
So why do you do this every year?
It's fun.
It's so much fun.
And we entertain other people and they...
Oh, yeah.
So we have Hot Cross Bun, we've got Jack Spratt, we've got...
Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Toss Salad.
And Little Jack Horner.
Nightmare Song.
I'm Mrs. Spratt, I'm also the spider that scares Miss Muffet, and I'm also a blackbird baked in a pie.
What does a spider do?
I scare Miss Muffet off her tuffet. You know this nursery rhyme, don't you?
You sit down beside her?
I better. Or else she's not going anywhere.
I'm a blackbird, and I'm a hot cross bun, and I will be in the finale dancing.
Well, I'm Little Miss Muffet that gets scared by. And then I am also Old Memory Cat, which is a parody song on the song Memory from Cats.
I'm a piano player for this group and not for this show exactly, but I couldn't turn down a picnic, so here I am.
So why should people come to this show?
It's a feel-good show.
I don't know where they got that.
No, anyway. I can't get out of the...
Oh, take your time. It says 3 minutes. Make it four, because Miss Jackson, remember, I'm dressed up as a woman.
That,
with the rouge and the lipstick. Then I have to go down.
Minutes.
Yeah, you take your time.